get this book and they see it, the story of the children. They don't get it. They even say that about Quran and all that, explained it right. Here we say, okay, what they see are the sad story here. What is the answer to that? Yes.
How the prophets, on whom be peace, answer them once more. The prophet said, the foul and evil presage has its support from within your souls. If you are asleep in a perilous place, and a dragon is approaching you from a spot close at hand, and a kindly person has made you aware, saying, jump up quickly, or else the dragon will devour you. If you say, why are you uttering an evil presage? What presage? Jump up and see in the light of day. I myself will deliver you from the midst of the evil presage and will take you home.
What was the answer? Excuse me, but the stories I bring in are not sad stories. You are becoming sad because that's your case. It's in you. Yes. I'm talking about the danger of your ego. And that ego is in you. And you know it's problematic. It's not my fault. I'm trying to help you. But that help, you don't like it. Why? Because with that offering, suddenly you realize that you are needy for those helps and all that. You feel your need, then you become sad. Yeah.
He is one that acquaints with things hidden, like the prophet who has seen what the people of this world have not seen. If a physician say to you, do not eat unripe grapes, for such an illness will produce trouble and mischief.
This is something that I believe your daughter doesn't need to tell you. First of all, because you don't find them. But in Rumi's time, wherever you go around the city, there are these grapes, and they are not ripe enough, so nobody is around, so you could pick something. And that's a source of food, and they are tempted. And in addition to that, they make a lot of food with that. So it's always available. Here he will bring it, like talking to the children, to say what? He say, listen. When I tell you, do not do that, because I'm trying to convince you not to receive the consequence of that. It's like a child having the unripe fruit, no matter which one. And don't eat too much. A little bit doesn't matter, but don't eat too much because you will get sick. Yes?
And if you say, why are you uttering an evil presage? Then you are making out your sincere advisor to be culpable. And if an astrologer say to you, by no means set about such an affair today, though you see the falsehood of the astrologer 100 times,
this was a very good explanation. Pay attention. He worried around the stuff. First talked about Tabib, the medical fellow. Why? Medical stuff was in the first paragraph, first book, remember? Mm-hmm. All that logical stuff that doesn't work in the exceptional cases. So, first he will go there and say, okay, the doctor will advise you not to have something. Then you say, oh doctor, why are you talking about the dangerous stuff? Let's say, one of these people who were astronomers, they will tell you, today, do not run. What would you do? Huh, got you. Because if somebody will take you with force somehow, you have to accompany somebody somewhere to one of these people who will give you some coffee and will look inside it and will talk about you tomorrow. If they say, in coming 2 weeks, you are going to win a lot, don't you go and buy a ticket? You do. You say, listen, over there, because of greed, they will say 100 times nonsense. If a couple of times it happens, suddenly you see, oh, you see, it happened, and you will be a believer. That's how you are. Because we don't promise you something to provoke your greed and that kind of stuff. We are explaining the problem with you and you have to do it. Those kind of promises you like. These kind of promises you don't like. That's how it works, yes?
Though you see the falsehood of the astrologer 100 times, if it come true once or twice, you are eager to trust him. These stars of ours are never at variance. How does their truth remain concealed from you?
How come that you believe in that astrology and you don't believe in this one? Because this is the same. We are looking at you and we are predicting your future if you don't change. That's all we do, right? Yeah.
The physician and the astrologer are informed from opinion, and verily, we from clairvoyance. We behold the smoke and fire rushing from afar towards the unbelievers. You are saying, be silent from these words, for the words of evil presage are hurtful to us. O you who hearken not unto the admonition of the admonishers, the evil presage is with you wherever you go.
Sorry, the presage is not the word I know. But he's comparing the astrology with omen. Sort of omen. Okay. Then he brought it to what? He said, listen, look at exactly what we are doing. We are looking somewhere, and down the hill, some house is in the fire. And I shout that the house is in the fire, get out. And you will tell me that you're talking about the bad omen? I see it. I see the house is in the fire. We see the danger. We let you know and you don't like it. Yes?
A viper is walking on your back. He sees it from a roof and makes aware. You say to him, hush. Do not vex me. He says, be happy. Truly the words have gone. When the viper darts its mouth at your neck, all your desire for happiness is made bitter. Then you say to him...
Listen carefully. It's not that simple. He said it very simple. He said, okay, you are the guy that snake is on your back. Okay. Somebody is sitting at the rooftop, at a higher level. You will see it. Okay? And you say, hey, you have a serpent on your back. You will say, don't say this negative stuff. I was enjoying my life. What should he do? Okay, let's say he will say, okay. Then you walk away. The serpent will bite you. Then what will happen? Ah, listen, what will happen? Yes.
When the viper darts its mouth at your neck, all your desire for happiness is made bitter. Then you say to him, oh, so-and-so, was this all? Why didn't you tear your collar in outcry? Or why weren't you throwing a stone at me from above in order that grave calamity and misfortune might be shown to me?
You see? Your judgment will change completely. First time, you don't see the dangerous stuff. The fellow will let you know, you don't care, you don't listen. Period. Then, when the snake bites you and you know the danger, suddenly you turn around and you ask him that, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you shout? Why didn't you beat me in a stone? Why do you need a stone to be beaten with? You need the information and he was giving it to you. But look at you. Yes?
He says, because you are annoyed, you say, you have made me very happy. He says, I bestowed counsel generously, that I might deliver you from this sterile bondage. From vileness you acknowledge no obligation for that. You made a source of injury and insolence.
Yeah, that acknowledging the obligation somehow is close to the meaning of appreciation. He said, okay, I was trying to help you, you didn't appreciate it. So I stopped. Yes?
This is the nature of base students. He does evil to thee when thou dost good. As for the fleshly soul, bend it double by means of this renunciation.
Okay. We're talking about this silly fellow. Imagine? Do you remember? He had a snake on his back. Somebody was looking at him and said, oh. Then, when he lost, he didn't say, oh, stupid me. He said, hey you, why didn't you do better? And blah, blah, blah. Do you know him? His name is Ego. Do you know him? It's here. It's always like that. This is what the ego is. Nafs is like that. Normally, nafs doesn't listen. Why? Because nafs wants to listen to the happy jokes only. To be happy. Period. Nothing else. Or something that you really need. Then what happens? This is what happens. Your ego will react bad to the advisors. First, reacts bad with not listening. Second, he got we owe him something. He jumps out that, why didn't you help me? This is the problem of the ego. Yes?
As for the fleshly soul, bend it double by means of this renunciation, for it is vile, and kindness suiteth it not. If thou show beneficence to a noble man, 'tis fitting, he will give 700 in exchange for every one. When thou treatest a villain with violence and cruelty, he becomes a very faithful servant to thee. The infidels, in prosperity, sow cruelty. Again, in hell, their cry is, O Lord.
Did you see the picture he drew? He said, listen, this is how it works. Everything is opposite each other, completing each other. If you do something good to a good fellow, you will receive 700 times something. Because that's what the attitude of a good fellow is. With the bad people, with the villains, if you punish them, they will become your friend. If you push them down, they will become your friend. Because that's what the friendship is to them. The villains, what they do with this, all the stuff that we receive. We have received a lot of stuff. Look around you. There are two kinds of people. The good people, they appreciate it. How do they appreciate it? Do you remember? He talked about it before here. And this is something that you should really learn from book 3, from all the details, that appreciation of the gift is sweeter than the gift